Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hi, I'm Brian Kessens, Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. West Texas Intermediate crude oil increased by 3.3% last week to $41.71 per barrel, following a continued decline in the U.S. rig count last week by 13 rigs, and the Department of Energy's weekly report indicating a smaller-than-expected increase in crude oil inventories of 1 million barrels. Energy stocks, as measured by the S&P 500 Energy Select Index, improved 1.3%, and the Tortoise MLP Index inched higher by 0.3%. Tax loss selling seemingly continued to weigh on MLP performance in what was light trading volume during the holiday-shortened week. Energy news was light last week, though Black Friday shoppers benefited from the lowest Thanksgiving gasoline prices in 7 years, with the national average at $2.05 per gallon and 36% of nationwide gas stations selling fuel below $2 per gallon. We expect these low prices to continue to lead to strong petroleum demand. Making up for last week's news diet, this week offers a full menu of heavy events. Monday kicks off the climate change discussions in Paris, or what is formally the 21st Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP21. Negotiators hope to complete a global climate change agreement that facilitates greenhouse gas emissions reductions across the developed and developing world. The backbone of any agreement will be to establish a system and process for making those reductions happen. We expect coal to face increased regulation as leaders aim to hold global temperatures short of a 2 degrees Celsius increase over pre-industrial global temperatures. In company news, on Tuesday, MarkWest Energy Partners unitholders vote on the proposed acquisition by MPLX in what is anticipated to be a tight count. Back to macro, central bankers are also on stage this week. In the U.S., Janet Yellen is scheduled to testify before Congress midweek, potentially laying out a course for interest rates. Then Thursday, the European Central Bank is to decide whether to expand quantitative easing. Expectations are for the two central banks to continue to diverge on policy, the U.S. leaning to tighter money and the ECB looser. Finally, OPEC is holding its semi-annual meeting on Friday. Pressure is building on Saudi Arabia to rein in oil output after a year of producing above the quota. Yet market expectations are for OPEC to maintain its focus on market share gains, as indicated by key officials to the press. Regardless, we believe lower production from non-OPEC countries next year, including the U.S., along with the IEA's 1.2 million barrels per day of additional demand estimate, will lead to a better supply and demand balance and consequently more constructive crude oil prices in 2016. Thanks for listening. Catch us again this Friday for a recap of these events, including our thoughts on OPEC's announcement.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.